The intersection of Broad and Meeting Streets is known today as the Four Corners of the Law, since the four buildings situated here represent four arms of law. City law, represented by City Hall, state, by Old State House, federal, the old post office and courthouse, and clerical, St. Michael's Church. First, City Hall. This hub of municipal government was constructed between 1800 and 1804 on the site of the city's meat market, which was there from 1739 until it was destroyed by a fire in 1796. Free tours are offered, and free portraits of key Revolutionary War figures, including an old portrait of General George Washington. There are public restrooms and a rest area, as well as an early town archaeological exhibit on the first floor. This is a secured public building, and visitors to the upper floors must pass through a metal detector screening before getting on the elevator. Now, look at the northeast corner. This is the old State House, now the Charleston County Court. It is one of the most significant buildings in South Carolina, as it served as the provincial capital for the state when it was still a British colony. The first building was built in 1753, and it was here in 1776 that the first public reading in the colony of the Declaration of Independence took place, on the second-story balcony overlooking Meeting Street. The first building was destroyed by a fire towards the end of the Revolutionary War, and a new building was erected in 1792. The building took another hit as it was badly damaged by Hurricane Hugo in 1989. It has since been restored to its 18th-century splendor. Before entering, you must inquire at the entrance whether the building is open to the public, because sometimes private events are happening. If it is open, you'll have to pass through security screening by guards at the door. On the southwest corner is the old post office and federal courthouse. Built in 1896 in the Renaissance Revival style, this attractive building is the federal element of the Four Corners of the Law. The post office is on the first level, and above are the courtrooms. You can walk in during normal business hours, and you should. It's a beautiful building. The interior is palatial with balustrade balconies, carved mahogany woodwork, a marble staircase, brass and ironwork, and stone columns. Who knew that buying a stamp could make you feel like royalty? Finally is the ecclesiastical corner of the Four Corners. It is the oldest church in Charleston. The church was built between 1752 and 1761. St. Michael's congregation grew out of St. Philip's Episcopal Church a few blocks away. In fact, the first St. Philip's Church stood at this site from approximately 1681 to 1727. Then in 1751, the congregation split and St. Michael's was built. St. Michael's was the city's focal point of colonial resistance to the British. The church steeple was an easy target for the British ship gunners. At one point, the congregation had the steeple painted black, hoping to decrease its visibility. The reverse effect occurred, and it was even more visible against the blue sky. Incredibly, St. Michael's has survived hurricanes, wars, fires, earthquakes, and even a cyclone with little damage. The interior of the church has a typical 18th-century English design with native cedar box pews. Pew number 43 was used by George Washington in 1791, and later in 1861, General Robert E. Lee of the Confederate Army sat in the same pew. The church and graveyard are open to the public Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., and also on Saturday mornings. We end the tour here so you can explore the buildings of the Four Corners of Law. If you continue up Meeting Street for three blocks is the market area where the tour started. Thank you for joining Atlantis Audio Tours and free tours by foot on this walking tour of historic Charleston. Check out our website at www.freetoursbyfoot.com for more information on Charleston attractions or to book one of our many guided name-your-own-price walking tours.